Hello, and welcome to the Ordinary People's Theatre Podcast. I'm your host, Emma Sheehan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy our comedy mixtapes, mini soaps, and short stories. Super smart tales with a dark twist, with the occasional classic tale thrown in for good measure. We upload here on the first Monday of the month, and for more information about us, go to ordinarypeoplestheatre.co.uk. Enjoy the show. Who Are You Gonna Call? By Emma Sheehan.
Are we all set?
I'm set. I was all set yesterday. Stop fussing.
I'm not fussing. I'm organising.
No, you're fussing. I'm completely organised.
Oh, no. You aren't squabbling already, are you?
No, I'm just getting everything organised.
Not really, as you're not the organiser. I am. It's totally organised.
OK, so still squabbling. Right, are we all set? Got everything?
Don't you start.
Do we know the route then?
Well, I do, and I'm doing the driving. St Crispin's Hall, Renworth, just outside of York. Britain's most haunted house. That's why I chose it.
What's the plan on arrival then?
To do the exact opposite of everyone else. We arrive, check in and lay low in our rooms until the official dinner. We'll make my room the HQ and get ready.
Ready for what?
I knew you wouldn't be prepared. Ready for anything, of course.
Do you want me to drop you off here? You can get the bus back if you want, Marge.
I am totally prepared. I just don't want anything sprung on me.
Sprung on you? You don't want anything sprung on you? Is that some sort of joke?
Nothing sprung on you in Britain's most haunted house.
We are the Abbeywood Ghost Hunter Circle. What the hell makes you think we don't want anything sprung on us?
No, I just meant, you know, anything out of the ordinary being sprung on me.
Can you give us some examples? Do you not want any bumps in the night? No hair standing up on the back of your neck?
No grey ladies, no headless horsemen, no executed queens carrying their head under their arm?
No one looking all see-through and gliding 2 feet off the floor? No ectoplasm dripping from the walls?
No one all white and shimmery, knocking once for yes, twice for no. Nothing like that sprung on you.
I'm putting my headphones on now.
No, you're not. I could be giving some updates on the weekend ahead.
I've downloaded a lovely David Attenborough podcast and...
David Attenborough? How dare you? You should be downloading The X-Files, The Enfield Haunting, The Battersea Poltergeist, that sort of thing.
I'm indicating I'm pulling into this bus stop.
Oh yes, I could do with nipping into the bush for a number one, actually.
No, you're nipping onto a bus going the other way. You are out of the circle.
What? Why?
As the leader, I bear full responsibility for this trip. Your attitude stinks, Marge. I don't believe you're in the right frame of mind for the 8th Annual Psychical Research Weekend.
That's why I asked if everyone was set. I meant in every way. Is everyone in the zone?
What zone? The Twilight Zone, where you two are. I'm absolutely set for the weekend. I was the one packing the car last night. I'm just, well, I'm the one bringing balance.
Balance? What do you mean you're bringing balance?
Who do you think you're bringing balance to?
Are you suggesting we are unbalanced?
I am suggesting I just bring a different vibe. I balance out the team, that's all. You go off and find all the ghosts, and I'll be there setting up the cameras, taking all the notes and that. That's all I meant. I'm more of an admin role, more of a support role.
Support role? You're the most unsupported member of this circle. Oh, right. You're getting the bus back then. Off you pop.
No, I told you, I'm darting into the bush. Okay, all set. Have we got any snacks?
Snacks? Snacks and going to the loo? We only left the house about 90 seconds ago.
It's like a huge, mad, gothic fairy tale castle. So spooky.
A huge, mad, gothic fairy tale castle? No. It's a 15th century manor house. I think that the clue may well be in the title as to why it's so spooky.
Wow, it's lovely. They've made it into a lovely hotel. No cobwebs or anything. I love all this ivy creeping down the walls. The giant oak front door. Didn't you say Queen Elizabeth I stayed here?
She sure did. The maze was planted in her honour. The plan is to win. I've been waiting all my life for this weekend, and...
Don't you say that every year, though, Bernie?
Yes, yes, I do, Marge. That's because I don't give up. I don't back down. I don't behave like a total prat, unlike Professor Cornelius Windbag.
Oh, the professor's here on the front of the brochure, and...
The front? Why is he on the front? There should be a photo of a ghost on the front of the brochure for a ghost hunting weekend, shouldn't there?
What?
A photo of a ghost. Don't you think there should be a ghost on the front of the brochure of a ghost hunting weekend? Or is that just me?
What the hell are you going on about now? What?
Amazing, wouldn't it? Yes. I would love to see the ghost of Freddie Mercury or George Michael.
Is she losing her mind? What's going on? We should have left her in that bush in the lay-by.
Why would Freddie Mercury or George Michael be here haunting St. Crispin's Hall? I didn't realise they were 15th century Yorkshiremen. Did you, Bernie?
Imagine it, though. Freddie and George duetting from beyond the grave. That would be perfection. What about Elton John joining them too? Now that would be something to put on the front of a brochure. Freddie, George and Elton from beyond the veil.
I don't think Elton would agree.
Why? They were probably all great mates when they were alive.
Elton John is alive, you giant idiot. He's this side of the veil.
Oh yes, yes, that's a shame.
Somehow I don't think Elton would agree with you. Right, as I was saying before I was so stupidly interrupted, I've been waiting for this weekend all my life. Why? As you pointed out, Marge, I do say that every year, and every year so far I have sadly been disappointed. But I cannot and will not give up. I have kept the faith these long years, and I believe the heavens are lining up for me. I believe the stars align as my hard-won belief in modern technology collide to make this the year I finally capture a ghost on camera.
If it happens, Bernie, we'll insist it's on the front cover of next year's brochure.
Yes, sod Elton.
Elton's not dead.
You do realise that there has never been a ghost captured on film, don't you, Marge? Every single one of the claims has been proved to be either a hoax or a trick of the light.
I've seen tons of film with things flying across the room, doors opening and closing and...
Yes. That is the effect of a so-called entity, not one itself on camera.
If anyone deserves to capture the first photo of a ghost, it's you, Bernie, Britain's number one ghost hunter.
Thanks, Chris. I do appreciate it. As the good book says, a prophet is never accepted in his or her hometown.
That's true. Most people in Abbeywood do seem to avoid you.
Most people don't bother me. I'm only interested in a few people, the chosen few. A few walking through the wilderness of this world with a calling like mine, a calling to be the one that bridges the gap between this world and the next.
Anyway, what does the brochure say?
Well, as I said, the front cover has Professor Cornelius Wilkins standing at the front door.
Hang on, show me. So, the old windbag's already been here doing a photo shoot. What business is he already visiting the site of the 8th annual Psychical Research Weekend in advance? He could have been setting up all sorts of things in advance, couldn't he?
Like what?
Priming the staff. Bunging some locals a few bob to crack on they've seen paranormal activity, and then he's the one who gets the story. It's classic. So many of these so-called ghostbusters and those reaching beyond the veil have been proved to be fakes, proved to have plants in the crowd, and pulled off all sorts of stunts behind the scenes.
He may well have just come to make the brochure. It is a hotel, after all. Lots of people come here all the time.
No, I don't trust him. And this is making me even more suspicious.
You don't really think that Professor Cornelius Wilkins would do anything like that, do you? Why would he? He's not a fake. He's the founder and head of the Annual Psychical Research Society.
He's Britain's number one ghost hunter, isn't he?
What? I'm Britain's number one ghost hunter, Mart. How dare you?
Sorry, I thought you were number two.
He's number two. I'm number one. Who do you think found this place? Me. I was the one arranging the venue. Why is he up here doing photo shoots? This is unbelievable. You're not one of those who's been bribed to put me off the scent by a windbag, are you?
Calm down, Bernie. We know you should be number one. He'll be knocked off his perch one day and you'll be ready to take his spot.
Trust me, I'll be on the front of next year's brochure, front and centre with the ghost of St. Crispin's Hall.
Not Hilton.
Carry on with the brochure, Chris.
Right, his lordship on the cover, blah, blah, blah. We take great delight in welcoming you to the 8th Annual Psychical Research Society Weekend. Since I founded the Circle, I have led every year in the hope that we, as a psychical community across the nation, can go forward together as one and bring the light from the next world into this one. We are here to seek, to learn, to understand, to prove, to quest, bringing the latest in technology, the greatest in understanding, the oldest in wisdom. Here, at the legendary St. Crispin's Hall in York, reputedly the most haunted house in England, chosen by our esteemed member, Bernadette Lang. For 48 hours, it is your quest, your mission, to bring us evidence. Thus the ghost of a stable lad, empty reins in hand, stalk the courtyard at night. Thus the spirit of Lady Louisa Bickerstave glide sweeping through the library, nursing an eternal broken heart after Baron Roger Swan jilted her at the altar. I wish you success, blah, blah, blah.
He doesn't half like to beat himself up. At least I got a mention. I am in charge of finding our venues. I always have been. It's my talent, my gift to the psychic community. I just get good vibes about a place, as though I'm led by an unseen force.
Well, this unseen force knows a decent ensuite and comfy pillows, at least.
Buck your ideas up this weekend, Marge, as I'm seriously considering your Circle membership. You're on very shaky ground.
Saved by the bell from the firing squad. Let's check out the menu.
Okay, right. This is the plan. Just keep your head down. Sit together and make all the right noises. If I know anything about this lot, they'll all be hitting the bar and starting to flirt and stupidly hanging on every word Professor Windbag says. That's why we're going to do the opposite.
The opposite? How?
Chris, this is your first weekend quest. Trust no one. It's a very cutthroat world.
I thought it was a loving community. That's what you've always told me, Bernie.
That's beyond the veil, love. That is the community of those who have passed. This lot, here on planet Earth, bunch of pirates and villains.
Oh, so what do we do then?
Stick with the Abbeywood Ghost Hunter Circle, and the Abbeywood Ghost Hunter Circle only. Sure, do some chit-chat, small-talk nonsense, but don't give them an inch. Remember, we want to be the first to capture a ghost on camera, and so does every other bugger here at St. Crispin's. You read it yourself, Chris. The command to go to the library or the stables, did you, from the learned professor? Right, that's exactly why we're heading for the Minstrel's Gallery, overlooking the banqueting hall. Okay, right, as predicted, the three other groups, Beyond the Veil, Spalding, the Ridgeway Spookers, and Hertfordshire Haunted, fell in behind Cornelius Wilkins and the Middlemarch Metaphysicals, and are heading for the stables courtyard or the library, just like a herd of sheep. Got everything in from the car, Marge?
Yep. Laptops, infrared cameras, CCTV, magnetic field readers, meters, microphones and electronic voice phenomena equipment, motion detectors, flashlights, thermometers and thermal scanners.
Right. The Minstrel's Gallery, and down there the banqueting hall where Queen Elizabeth I once dined. The rest of those cut-price ghostbusters have gone off to scream at dust motes and creaking floorboards, while we have a bird's-eye view of the banqueting hall and a bit of the east wing. Let's set up here.
Why are you sitting down as we are lugging all this gear?
Please don't question my leadership, Marge. I'm in quest mode now, and you are on very thin ice, lady. And who was that?
Where? In the banqueting hall?
Behind you, just then.
There's no one here except us. Calm down.
I am totally calm. I just don't want any stragglers from the other groups trying to muscle into our sweet spot. I thought I saw someone on the staircase.
No, there's no one there. They must have gone back down again. Was it Professor Wilkins?
No, it was a chubby woman with glasses. Right, where's my camcorder?
Here you go. Do you want it on now?
Yes, please, Chris. As soon as I arrive at a location, it goes on. It's just my own record that backs up all the official stuff. It's good to refer back until Marge gets all the decent footage edited and uploaded.
Then I become completely indispensable, Chris.
Marge, could you stop yakking and actually get everything set up while I... Oh, there she is again, down there. The blasted woman is mooting about in the banqueting hall. Chuck something at her, will you, Chris?
Me? Why me? Like what?
Screw that brochure into a ball and lob it over the balcony.
No, I'll just get on with the setting up. She's free to do what she likes. She could be a staff member. We could get into trouble.
Yes, I suppose so. Actually, she did look like one of the cleaners now you come to mention it.
Okay, mostly set up now, Bernie.
Okay, Abbeywood Ghost Hunter Circle. You've heard many tales of the hauntings of St. Crispin's Hall from me, once an important inn on the road to Scotland. Have the hooves of two ghostly grey mares looking for their highwayman masters been heard on the gravel? Does the slight figure of a teenage housemaid push from a window, rock wailing in a near-transparent ball in the maze? It is your mission, your quest, to push through the veil and learn all we can about the spirits that haunt these grounds. It is mine to knock Cornelius Wilkins' squad into a cocked hat. Friends we have amongst us, sadly, the cable TV crowd with their huge pupils and fake screams as the cameraman rolls marbles down the stairs. Let us rise above. Let us quest. Got a problem with a ghost that needs capturing on camera? Who are you going to call?
The Abbeywood Ghost Hunters Circle.
Seen?
Nothing. I was just waking you up.
I wasn't asleep, you idiot. Why would I be asleep? I'm Britain's number one ghost hunter.
I just thought I heard you snoring and I didn't want you slipping to Britain's number two, so I thought I'd give you a oi.
I was resting my eyes, Marge. I was keeping myself primed. What's the time? How long have we been here?
3 a.m. So 6 hours and not a dicky bird. Nothing.
Patience, Chris. That is not the attitude. At least we haven't seen that cleaner woman again. It was great fun to see her over the balcony chatting to Professor Windback a couple of hours ago, though. He was looking very red in the face, and it was fun when he went off shouting that he was going to fetch security.
The old git was getting into a right fluster.
Good. Right, where's my flask? Let's have a look through the night vision camera. What? What the hell?
What? What? Is it the ghost? Is it Lady Bickerstave?
No, it's that bloody tubby cleaner. She's just sitting there, down in the banqueting hall, bold as brass. What are staff doing hanging about messing things up?
I don't want this sort of character front and centre of my footage. I've got enough editing to do as it is. This is a serious research programme.
I've had enough. Windbag couldn't shift her, but I will. Excuse me, love. Could you please...
What do you want me to do? Put a sheet over me head and float down the stairs going, woo, woo.
Sorry. I don't know what your game is, but you're wasting precious time. I do not want you front and centre on my film. You are really starting to get on my nerves. Are you staff or part of another circle? Please remove yourself from here. Get back to your own group or leave the premises.
Do you want me to just give you like a thumbs up to the camera and say, okay, over here, perhaps?
No, I am...
You know, same old prof. No changes. It's not my fault, though, is it? I can't help it. I'm just unfashionable. I'm not PC. I don't slip into any genres, so to speak. My face don't fit.
I am Professor Bernadette Lang of the Psychical Research Centre and founder of the Abbeywood Ghost Hunter Circle. Please stop insulting my...
Of course, ghosts are usually slimmer, more waif-like. You've got to think your classic Hammer guys. Vincent Price, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee. All bony fingers and cheekbones. Slender, lightweight. So that's rose people straight away. Spare tyres and cellulite just ain't going to cut it. I realise that. I mean, no one's expecting an ethereal spectra with a muffin top, are they?
Sorry? What's going on? What are you talking about? I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
My what? Oh, there isn't really a supervisor, so to speak. It's nice to chat. I don't often get the chance on this side, as you can imagine. Of course, the next thing is the overall appearance. Tricorn hat and a leather boot always go straight to the top of the hit parade for the boys. Well, anything a bit piratey looking or a bit like a musketeer or poldark. For the ladies, of course, it's Anne Boleyn or a comely buxom maid. Of course, for the complete blooming show-off, headless is the surefire way to get noticed. However, it is not my fault I passed over in 1981. But I promise you, these nylon trousers, light perm and giant specs were all the rage in Wolverhampton. There's not all of us got the cash to parade about like a member of Spandau Ballet or Marie Antoinette.
How dare you? Do you know who I am, you fool? Someone of my standing should not have to hang about here and...
Whoa! Hold your horses, Buster. What about my standing? Of course, you'll be wanting to hear from cabin boys named Jim, who sailed under the Jolly Roger and witches dripping in cobwebs. Sorry, no can do, matey. I'm just a fat bird called Belinda with a bad perm who fell off a ladder here in 1981 before the invention of the elf and safety guff.
Right. OK, love. Well, good to talk to you, love. Good luck and all that.
Oh, that's right. Walk away. Nothing changes, you know. It's still the little guy fighting to be heard, even on this side of the veil. Do you know, only last week I had to fight off a band of marauding Benedictine monks trying to big up their part and crack on to me. There used to be a monastery round these parts before St. Crispin's, before they all got pillaged by a load of ruffian Vikings or some such, and they were definitely the lads that any ghostbusters would be crying out for. Monastery round these parts, my eye. Why should they get all the glamour jobs looming out the grey mist and whatnot?
What did she say? Why is one of the cleaners hanging out in the dead of night anyway?
I'm not sure she is a cleaner. I think she could be some kind of dangerous lunatic.
Why? Wielding a hoover with intent, was she? Waving a lethal duster around? While you were wasting our time, I've deleted everything up to now. Done a bit of editing on the go. I didn't need to sit through 6 hours of a darkened hall and 5 minutes of you yakking with a cleaner.
Still on thin ice, Marge. Fair enough. An element of riffraff had to be allowed in these days under the equality banner or some such nonsense. But someone needs to check in case any of these nutjobs have got a carving knife up their sleeve. This is Professor Windback's fault. If he's going to lord over the proceedings, I'm going to draft a letter of complaint of all the liberties a woman of my standing in the paranormal investigation community should be stalked and lectured by some scruffy oik. I have brought us here to capture a ghost, the right type of ghost, to claim my crown, to be justified in finding this spot and setting the world of the paranormal alight and...
Actually, Bernie, while things got a bit quiet and Marge had the cameras switched off, I decided to do a bit of research on St. Crispin's.
Yes, we will need that, seeing as we don't have any footage.
To be honest, the research seems a bit, ropey?
A bit ropey? The research? What research?
The research on St. Crispin's.
I beg your pardon. Are you trying to suggest that my research is a bit ropey, Chris? Me? I'm Britain's number one ghost hunter, actually, and...
I thought you were number two. Let me have a look at that brochure again, will you, Chris?
It's just that... Well, did you know that Lady Louisa Bickerstaffe actually married the following year and had 9 children that she outlived? Also, it seems nothing happened here in St. Crispin's, ever, in 500 years, at all. I can't find any record of Queen Elizabeth I visiting here either. But I did find something else, Bernie.
Go on.
Well, it seems there is a St. Christopher's Hall about 10 miles away where Lady Letitia Blethenstave entertained Queen Elizabeth I. She is said to haunt the maze eternally weeping after Baron Richard's signet ditched her at the altar.
Hang on. Keep the cameras rolling. Are you telling me we are in the wrong place? This is hilarious.
I hope we aren't, Marge. What with you being the admin person, you should know. Anything else, Chris?
Funnily enough, it seems the only genuine death here at St. Crispin's was a chambermaid, one Belinda Harrison, who fell off a ladder in the Great Hall in 1981 after a deadly combo of rotten ladder slats and dodgy floorboards. Looks like a fatty in an anorak with a curly perm hairdo and giant specs, according to this newspaper clipping.
Show me that. Ooh, right.
Oh my God, we are in the wrong place. We should be at Lady Letitia Blethenstaffe's house, not Lady Louisa Bickerstaffe's. What the hell? Oh, no.
What?
There's no ghost here. No ghost whatsoever. No ghost to capture on camera. Not the right one, Bernie. Not even the wrong one.
Shh! Quick as you can. Get the gear together, Marge. Chris, go and get all the bags from the rooms. Let no one see you. I'll start the car. Blast! I left my camcorder running. Did you get it, Marge?
Yes, it was already off. I turned it off earlier when you went down to speak to the cleaner. There was a bit of rubbish on it, some old movie you were watching. Sorry, I deleted that too by mistake.
What movie, Marge?
One of those art student rubbish things you like on YouTube. A giant bedsheet floating up in the air with a disembodied Brummy voice shouting, "Woo, woo, woo, cooey, over here. What else do you want me to do?" I don't know who makes this tosh. A giant bedsheet and a Brummy accent. Who'd get scared by this rubbish? Hardly the Omen, is it?
I don't think the Omen is set in the Midlands, do you, Bernie?
No. Listen, girls, about this teeny tiny research mistake, just keep it to ourselves, eh?
But what about Professor Wilkins? What's he going to say?
I've just had the most amazing idea for the 9th Annual Psychic Research Weekend. It's Brierley Windmill, just outside Winchester. It's Britain's most haunted windmill. Welcome to our weekly meeting, folks. I thought we'd look into a supposed sighting of lights in a churchyard in Bexley Village. We'll do that tonight and...
Have you seen the pigs?
Absolutely amazing.
What? What pigs?
Professor Cornelius Wilkins' pictures. It's all over the news. He didn't know what he had until he cleaned up his footage. But it's been verified. Coming out of a grey mist, just over his right shoulder, a Benedictine monk. It turns out, St. Crispin's was the site of an ancient monastery before the monks got done in by a load of marauding Vikings.
Absolutely incredible. He's very confused about your research, though, Bernie, as it didn't mention any monks or Vikings.
You're the admin guru, Marge. You're the note taker. You bring balance and sort out the admin editing vibe. He'll probably blame you.
I don't think he's too bothered, though. He's captured the first verified ghost on camera. I think we can guess what's on the front of next year's brochure.
Who You're Gonna Call was performed by Beryl Brine, Benedicta Moxon, Emma Sheehan and Jan Wright. It was written by Emma Sheehan for the Ordinary People's Theatre.